Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Trading, Technical Analysis Masterclass, Master the Financial Markets by Rolf Schlottmann is a practical guide to reading price action and making structured decisions in liquid markets. Positioned as a masterclass-style overview, the book focuses on the core building blocks of technical analysis and how traders can turn charts into repeatable processes rather than impulsive guesses. Readers are guided through how trends form, how momentum shifts, and how support and resistance can be identified and used to plan entries, exits, and risk limits. The emphasis is on clarity and application, understanding what a chart is showing, selecting a small toolkit of indicators, and combining them into a coherent approach. While it is not a promise of easy profits, the book aims to help traders develop discipline and reduce avoidable errors. It is suited to those who want a straightforward, step-by-step introduction that bridges theory and real trading routines across instruments like stocks, Forex, and other actively traded markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a technical analysis mindset. A central theme in a technical analysis masterclass approach is shifting from prediction to probability. The book frames charts as a record of collective behavior, where price movement reflects buying and selling pressure, sentiment, and changing expectations. Instead of searching for a single perfect signal, the reader is encouraged to develop a structured routine that defines what to look for and what to ignore. This includes adopting clear timeframes, deciding whether you are trading short-term swings or longer trend moves, and keeping your analysis consistent so results can be evaluated. The book also highlights why beginners often struggle overtrading, switching strategies after a few losses, and relying on indicators without understanding context. A mindset oriented around process means planning trades before the entry, setting risk limits in advance, and accepting that losing trades are normal. By treating each setup as one event in a long series, traders can focus on executing well rather than being emotionally pulled by the last outcome. This foundation makes the later topics, such as trend tools and indicators, more useful because they're applied within a disciplined framework. Secondly, trend structure and price action essentials. Technical analysis commonly starts with understanding trend because many strategies aim to align with directional movement rather than fight it. The book covers how to identify trend structure through higher highs and higher lows in uptrends, and lower highs and lower lows in downtrends. It emphasizes that trend is not a single line on a chart, but a sequence that can weaken, stall, or reverse. Readers learn to interpret swings, pullbacks, and consolidations, and to recognize when a market is ranging rather than trending. This distinction matters because tools and expectations change. Trending markets often reward holding for larger moves, while ranges often require quicker profit-taking and tighter invalidation levels. Price action basics, such as candle bodies, wicks, and the location of closes, are treated as a way to gauge intra-period pressure and volatility. The book also stresses the importance of context, such as where a pattern forms relative to recent structure. A breakout means more when it clears a well-tested range, and a pullback means more when it respects prior swing points. This topic helps traders read the market without overloading charts with too many indicators. Thirdly, support, resistance, and key levels for planning trades. Support and resistance are presented as practical tools for defining where decisions are likely to cluster and where a trade idea becomes wrong. The book explains how key levels can be drawn from prior swing highs and lows, repeated turning points, and psychologically important round numbers. Rather than treating levels as exact prices, it encourages thinking in zones where supply or demand has previously appeared. This helps traders set realistic entries, targets, and stop placements. A major benefit of using levels is that they make risk management measurable. If you buy near support, your stop can be placed beyond the zone where the setup is invalidated, and your target can be planned toward the next resistance area. The book also differentiates between levels in trending markets and levels in ranges. In trends, former resistance can become support during pullbacks, while in ranges, the boundaries are frequently tested and false breaks are common. Readers are guided to watch how price behaves at a level, such as rejection, acceptance, or a clean break followed by a retest. This behavior-based approach keeps support and resistance from becoming static lines and instead turns them into decision points that structure a complete trade plan. Fourthly, using indicators as confirmation, not crutches, the book treats indicators as secondary tools that can quantify trend, momentum, and volatility, while warning against relying on them as automatic buy and sell machines. Common indicator categories are typically discussed in masterclass-style guides: moving averages for trend direction and dynamic support and resistance, oscillators for momentum and potential overextension, and volume or volatility measures to evaluate participation and risk. The key point is integration. Indicators can confirm what price action suggests, help filter trades, and standardize rules, but they must be interpreted in context. For example, a momentum oscillator may stay elevated during a strong uptrend, so a simplistic overbought reading may not be a sell signal. Similarly, moving average crossovers can lag, so they may be better for staying in a move than timing the first entry. The book encourages limiting the number of tools to avoid conflicting signals and analysis paralysis. Traders are pushed to define what an indicator reading means for their strategy, including what constitutes a valid setup and what invalidates it. This topic helps readers build cleaner charts and more testable rules, leading to more consistent execution and easier review of results. Lastly, risk management, trade execution, and continuous improvement. A technical analysis toolkit only becomes valuable when paired with risk control and repeatable execution. The book emphasizes defining risk per trade, placing stops where the trade idea is invalidated rather than where it simply feels comfortable, and using position sizing so a single loss cannot derail progress. Readers are guided to think in terms of risk to reward, but also to prioritize realistic trade management, scaling out, trailing stops, or taking profits at planned levels depending on market conditions. Execution topics include avoiding impulsive entries, waiting for confirmation around key levels, and being mindful of spreads and slippage in fast markets. Just as important is the habit of reviewing performance. The book promotes tracking trades, noting the setup type, market context, and whether the plan was followed. This creates feedback loops that can identify which patterns work best for the individual and which mistakes repeat. Continuous improvement also means adapting to changing volatility and recognizing that no method performs the same in every regime. By combining chart-based decision-making with disciplined risk practices, the reader is encouraged to move from random outcomes to a professional-style process where results can be evaluated and refined over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited to new and early intermediate traders who want a structured introduction to technical analysis without being drowned in academic theory. It will also benefit self-taught traders who have experimented with indicators and chart patterns, but lack a cohesive process for selecting setups, managing risk, and reviewing performance. The main life benefit comes from replacing reactive decision-making with a repeatable framework, identifying market structure, planning trades around key levels, and defining risk before taking action. Those habits can reduce stress, limit costly mistakes, and make trading time more purposeful, even for readers who ultimately decide trading is not for them. Compared with similar beginner trading books, its value lies in the masterclass style organization that ties chart reading, indicators, and execution into a single workflow rather than treating them as disconnected topics. It encourages simplicity, consistency, and rule clarity, which are essential for learning and for later backtesting or journaling. If you are looking for a practical technical analysis guide designed to help you think in probabilities and build disciplined routines, this book is a worthwhile purchase and a solid foundation for further specialization. If you would like to support Rolf Schlottmann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.